What do you do with the kids over the holidays? Here for some answers is Lynn Slotkin, our theater critic, often imitated, never duplicated. Say hello to Lynn Slotkin, please.
Thank you.
So,
hi, Matt.
What shows do you suggest we take the kiddies to?
I've got three terrific productions. The first one is for preschool up to about grade three. We've got Bird Brain. No comment. At the Lorraine Kimsa Theater for Young People. And a kind man promises a group of motherless birds that he will hide them under his hat to keep them warm. They have no mother, so he's got to do it. But the problem is that in his village, there is a rule that says you've got to take off your hat when you pass somebody in the street. So what does he do? Does he follow the rule and take off his hat and the birds get cold? Or does he fulfill his promise to these birds and keep his hat on? So I found this a charming, sweet, well-performed production. I love the life lesson in it. It's a gentle life lesson. The interesting thing is that one of the three actors in this production is hearing impaired. So not only do the actors speak their lines, they also sign them at the same time. So it's another reason why I love the Lorraine Kimsa Theater for Young People. Mm. It's a treasure in this city.
What's the second suggestion that you have for us?
Puppet Mongers Theater Company. They're performing a play called Bed and Breakfast, which is based on The Princess and the Pea. Puppet Mongers Theater is a company of a brother and sister act who are master puppeteers, David and Ann Powell. The dynamic duo, they write the plays, they create the puppets, they perform. I always find that they create a world of wonder in these shows. They're always full of whimsy and imagination.
Bed and Breakfast.
Bed and Breakfast.
And number three?
Cinderella.
Always a classic, eh?
Cinderella, billed as the silly-licious family musical. Say that fast. This is the annual panto kind of show, Fractured Fairy Tales, from Ross Petty. Mr. Petty always loves to play the villain. And for this one, he's hauled out his high heels, or his short heels, as the case might be, and his extreme makeup kit and really ugly dresses to play the wicked stepmother. The young kids love to boo the villain. They love to cheer for the hero. Older kids will love the frantic antics of the goings-on. And the adults, the oldest kids in the group, of course, will love to groan at the topicality, the innuendo. There are a lot of pierogi jokes. I don't understand. So, and I always find that these shows, that Mr. Petty shows, they never sit on their laurels. They always get better and better. Mm. I found this to be a laugh riot. So there you have three terrific suggestions for the kiddies.
Lynn Slotkin, ladies and gentlemen.